This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, my daddies. You know, can we just say thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful time? All right, as we make progress, a quick dive into our grooms to be. I think we should know them. Just your name and, you know, just shout out to the brothers in the house.
My name is Shalom Olufemi Abodering. I'm a data analyst at Sovereign Trust Insurance PLC. So my bride-to-be is Sister Esther Omotayo Ewande. Are you okay? Yes.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Alabi Emmanuel Adetunji. I'm a UIX designer at Autodos. The name of my bride-to-be is Oyinika Oluwaseun Omoumi.
Good evening, my elder, sir. Good evening, my pastors. Good evening, my brethren. Good evening, my pastor, sir. My name is Ijila Kayode. I work in Segilola Resources Operating Limited. Name of my bride-to-be is Helen Omoye Edoyugbo. Yes, sir. That's her name, sir.
All right. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Sister Helen is, you know, one of our sisters. You know, I'm sure will give us more details based on that because you might, it's this sister. Okay. And funny enough, bro, Emmanuel's babe too is not, you know, a member of Love Seal Church fully, but she's going to be a part of us shortly. They will tell us more about these things shortly. Okay. How did you meet her? You know, how did you meet her, and was it a smooth run all through? You know, we didn't just talk to us.
Thank you very much, sir. Meeting Sister Helen, actually, I think I was in 2020, thereabout. I had an impression upon my heart that I was going to leave Lagos at the time for the North. I'd been blessed by a particular ministry at the time, so I wanted to go to Zaria to at least be there for as long as possible, really. But deep within my heart, I knew part of the package was that God was going to give me one of his daughters. I had it in mind. So before I knew, on planning and all, the ministry moved to Abuja, and that was how I moved to Abuja as well, to just go and be with them. My heart was very open, sir, honestly, at the time. It was very open. I was like, Lord, I'd like to meet this lady. My heart was just boiling and all. So whilst I really was looking for God, honestly, Jesus Christ, I just wanted to really know him the more. I'd been so blessed with messages and all, So one of the services, one time, I just saw one lady in front of me, really, the preaching was going on, worship was going on, just very composed. Hello, Jokobai, like lady, and very composed. I mean, immersing herself in the worship and the word, and just being, honestly, sincerely. So I end of the service, I was going to talk to her and all, so, and I usually would wait for the grace to be shared. I waited, and finally, I opened my heart, she had left. if you don't get it, I really wanted to really, I mean, say hello at least. So we're very many in the crowd, really, about 4,000 people from church. On going out, it was very crowded. I couldn't find her again, really. I'd gone to the gates, and I was very sad, really. Just coming into the hall again, trying to come, people at Siren, I mean, closing from church. It was so crowded. Let me just go home. So I'm turning back, I saw a lady, not even that lady, I just jumped and I just left. But my Lord, it was late at night, around like 10 p.m. thereabout. So I entered the keke to go home, and I met that same lady I saw just briefly at the gate. I just went, and at the bus stop, I didn't just pay for you now, just a change and all. She offered, no, I'll pay. Some will find out. Maybe, like. So this one small lady just said, no, I'll pay for you, really. Wasn't that other lady first, though, honestly. So just paid, and since it was late at night, let me be sure you got home safe, honestly. Let me just get your number. In all honesty, that was what I planned. Let me just get your number to be sure you got home, I mean, quite well. Trust me. We kept in touch, and that was how I met Sister Helen, honestly, sir. That was how we began to talk, and how are you, how was work, and honestly, that was how I met her, sir, sincerely. I had plans for the lady I saw in church, very composed, but I met this other one in my own. I was already discouraged and all. Just came. I just same keke paid for me, and that was how I met Sister Ellen that night actually, and that was it. Honestly, sir.
Wow. Yes, let's give it up. Sake is not over. The question is in twofold.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it's beautiful how you met her.
Thank you so much.
But is this how beautiful it all went through? It just went smoothly like that.
In fact, I on some of those times I would feel like, how long? Why now? In fact, it was as though I just tired being a Christian at the time.
There were times you were doubting.
Absolutely, I doubted for half of the journeys. I mean, up until now, really. Honestly, sir, for the first 3 years, I would love her. I think, Lucia, because, I mean, we're very different, really, considering that we're from different tribes. I'm Yoruba, she's from Edo State. Both of us were still growing. I mean, we still are growing, sir. So honestly, sir, it wasn't smooth at all. It wasn't smooth, sir. But because considering the fact that different tribes and all, and again, there is a considerable kind of a bit of an age difference between us. She even slightly, older than I am. And also wasn't so smooth, really. And of course, I used to like them, some way. If you don't get it, you can't forget about it.
you need to tell us a little bit about that.
Let's forget about it.
Let's not forget. We need to know about it. There is a way, bro. Kay loves his sister to be. Should we let him hide it or we should? So what was your spec, early on?
If you I used to like them, as you like them, sir. Okay. You don't like them. No, we'll leave it.
Give me the one.
No, you don't like them. Don't worry. No, you don't like, don't worry.
Okay. So they said you don't like the endowed ones.
You don't like those.
Okay,
no,
we'll leave it at that. Bro K is confessing.
But
is that the way the Lord brought her to you?
She was actually smallish. I mean, very smallish. But beautiful, actually. Small. I prioritized God's leading, actually. I loved her because God gave her to me, actually. That's why I liked her. But this checklist, the tribe, age as well. But again, this vessel. Really, sir, it was, I mean, they were considered very, we had a lot of differences. A lot, sir.
So, yes, on a final note, how were you able to surmount all this and still come to the point of giving us Ivy that now this person had a Mario?
Thank you so much, sir. Sir, and this is the crux of the entire matter for me, sir. It's, in all honesty, sir, God has been good to me, sincerely, because whatever he gives, really, is good. Yes, and Pastor Larry, rightly said, every good and perfect gift comes from you, truly, from above, from the Father of light. In all honesty, I wouldn't doubt. I found mercy in my own. This is my bros. I really found mercy, really. Sometimes there can be this treasure in earthen vessels that we ourselves cannot really see. We don't have to see it, really. But in the course of time, really, God's treasures, just like that, will teach us mustard seeds actually grow over time, really. She's been more and more beautiful since then to me. In God's honest truth, I found mercy, lavish mercy, really. In all honesty, lavish mercy, lavish. One of the many things he did to me was, in the course of our relationships, sir, I've been so transformed, really. I've learned patience. I've learned forgiveness. Just taught me a lot, really, because if our eyes really are open, I love Pastor Larry's songs, so sorry, sir, I'd like to share that. Said, wash my eyes with eyes, sir, really. Cause my eyes to see mercy. And really, it comes from a lot of maybe slight sufferings. Like I do say, suffering is not that. I can't have my way, really. Yeah, so it has made me see how he sees, really. But launch man, really, how does he see, really? I found mercy to see how, in my own small level, yes, sir, how he sees, what he prioritizes, exactly, sir. And I love that work. I love the work, really. It's a noble work for me. I found mercy, absolutely, sir. Honestly, sir. Thank you so much.
Let's give it up for Brake. Wow. You see Brake in church, you think this Baba know the talk. Okay. All right, we'll go to Bro Emmanuel and Bro Emmanuel. Bro Emmanuel, how long have you known her?
So, give or take, maybe the last 5-6 years. now because we actually went to the same school, we're in the same class, so finished together. So counting those years, I didn't really know her till my penultimate year in school, like year three, and even though we've been in the same class since year one. So for me, that was God's mercy, and having met her in a very dramatic way. And so it happened to be that, you know, after class now, I did mass comm, so we're a bit much, over maybe 400 students. And after class that day, I was just in, like, the lobby. Students were hanging around. And, you know, and we had just, I think I joined Gadat a year before. And, you know, then they used to tell us, you must bring somebody to church, you must bring somebody to fellowship and all of that. And I wasn't looking for someone to bring to fellowship, actually. But, you know, and I was just there, and I just saw her, and I heard in my spirit that I should walk up to this person, that this person needs my help. And you know, going back to that event when we talked about it, it was just very obvious that she was going through some things that time that she needed someone to, you know, really talk to. And
so, but 5-6 years till now, you know, how have you managed all of that?
Fast track from that, when we left school, it was the last I talked to me about this sister. I submitted it. At some point, I left it for like a year and a half. Told my pastor forgot. Submit, I left it. I wasn't ready for marriage anyway, so I just left it. You know, went for NYC. My pastor in everyone, Pastor Boyega, told me, this boy, you have somebody. I said, Pastor, I don't have anybody. I said, you have somebody. I said, okay, Pastor, there's one sister. Hey, that sister. I said, okay. I said, I've told my pastor, he didn't say anything. So go and tell him again. And funny enough, it coincided with when the pastor I told was going to the same state she was serving. So they connected. And funny enough, then I was praying, then coming back to Lagos, I was praying, God, what's the next thing? The Lord told me that how I will run your life is tied to your house of bread. That was how he did it. And so my own question was, where's the house of bread? So I come into Lagos. And then I had like a 3 months of praying proud to my POP. And, you know, I'll keep seeing Daddy's face flash in my spirit. As a Daddy, Pastor Thompson, I keep seeing him. Although love has started then. And so then I met Daddy at Redemption Camp. Very dramatic also. You know, Daddy invited me over. We had some conversation. And Daddy said some things that day that has been like a trajectory. Daddy was like, do you have somebody? And yes, Daddy, there's somebody. I know of that. You know, we came, we met Mommy. Just bring those oversight. But at that point, it was not even married. So my own contention was, when you know that marriage is not now, why bring a sister? Like, I don't know if God had other plans, but she wouldn't have any reason to be in these waters or even know the Lord like this. I was just that part of that channel for her. And it's been a whole lot. Thought I knew her 6 years ago. Like, it's not like I've known her, really, but it's just been, I've gotten better, she has gotten better. So it was that process had allowed two of us to, you know, to be able to, like Brocky said, to be able to join. And also, there was also that contention of what I liked and who she was. If you know her, she's on the smaller side. And like Brocky said, I think we liked the same thing that he liked. So I had that contention. But one of the things the Lord told me is that, whatever you think you like, you will get it. I don't know how the Lord will do it. I'm still waiting.
Thank you so much, Bro Emmanuel. That was really beautiful. Whether we'll come back again if we still have time. I think we should take AI Shalom.
All right. Okay, so to join the company where I was going working as an intern. And usually in my place of work, when someone new comes, you know, they bring the person to every department. So, you know, they brought her, they brought some other people. But in my mind, you know, obviously I didn't know Love Street Church then. Love Street has not even started then. You know, that was 2019. You know, and at that point in my mind, you know, there's a kind of person, you know, you want, right? And there was a lady that was part of those people that my eyes, you know, was focused on, right? So, you know, in my mind, I thought to myself, okay, maybe this is somebody that I would be in a relationship with, you know. But having looked at the person and look at the person's kind of, you know, conversation, I could see that this person was someone that would give me trouble later in future. The person I'm talking about is not Esther. So you know, this person would give me trouble. And, you know, how the Lord does it, every person that came during that period, they all left except Esther.
Esther what? Esther what? Established.
You know, having seen her, you know, yes, you know, initially, like I said, there was a kind of mindset I had about the kind of lady I wanted, you know, and she wasn't really in that position at that time. So, but because she was the only person left and, you know, we have a staff bus, she usually follows the staff bus. And yeah, she was in a quiet space. You know, it was more like an impression to try and get to know this person. And, you know, in the process of trying to get to know her, you know, that was then I even heard of Pastor Larry's song, because obviously you wouldn't know, you know, and I didn't know anything about EGFM then. So it was through her, I was able to even, you know, come to know that, okay, there's what we call EGFM. Because in my mind, you know, I was not interested in any message or any ministry or anything. I just wanted to be a churchgoer, you know, come to church, you know, after 1 hour, find my way back home and so on and so forth. So, you know, having, you know, spent through that time, I started loving the Lord. And she was helping me at that point in time because,
you were being established.
I'm usually a very inquisitive person, you know. When you say something, I can ask like 5-6 questions. Okay, so why? Why did they say this? Why did they say this? You know, there's sometimes she would have the answer. There's sometimes she would say, okay, just wait. The answer will come the more you listen. You know, there are times you say, okay, you know what? You know, submit to a particular pastor, you know. And the person I was submitting to then was Pastor Mike Ogoye. So it was there I was submitting to him. With time, we started knowing ourselves. There was this kind of friendship, you know, we started having. And yes, you know, one thing is very important, you know. Without a local assembly, you may not really deal with things pertaining to your personal life. And so I saw, yes, there was this friendship, but with time, my emotions started coming in play. And, you know, there's one thing that is very important. I didn't want to get into a relationship with somebody that the Lord has not told me to, you know, to start a relationship, that kind of relationship with. And so I knew it was a problem, right? Love City Church started. I joined Love City Church. You know, she went to serve in Jos. And, you know, one thing, you know, with daddy's teachings and those things, you know, there's a way whereby you have to separate yourself. So you need, you know, that's why it's important, you know. Singles meetings, you know, those are things that would help, you know, culture your mind. So in the process, I decided to treat her like every other sister. So I told myself, this thing I'm doing with her, is this something that the Lord would want me to do with other sisters? If it's not, then no, I need to cut it off. Why? Because I wanted to be sure that it was the Lord that was speaking to me and not my emotions that was being in play. So in the process, you know, time went on, friendship with other brethren, you know, I had to start learning because I knew I had some issues too. I had issues relating with brethren. So I had to start learning how to do that. You know, joining workforce too also helped me, you know. And then with time, you know, she came back. When she came back from her service 1 year, when it becomes emotional, there's a way your heart will beat when you see the person, that kind of thing. So in the process, you know, when she came back, I was okay. I was okay. You know, I was okay being friends with her. The time when daddy was now asking that, okay, who is the person that the Lord has impressed your heart? And she was the one that was coming to my mind. And dad just said, wait on it, you know. And so at that point in time, I was asking myself, is she the one? you know, Lord, is she the one? Or is there somebody else? You know, during those period of time, it took years because, like I said, I've known her for quite some time. So it was those times of waiting and, you know, ensuring that, okay, this is what the Lord is saying. And in the process of, you know, having to submit, you know, submit to daddy, I submitted to mommy, I submitted to also, you know, those, an elder, I submitted to my cell pastor too, concerning this sister. Yes, at some point, I wasn't certain because I felt maybe it is still my emotions. And so, in the process, I even submitted sisters that had nothing to do with her. And, you know, they just brought it to my remembrance. You mentioned somebody. What happened? Is it that you decide, and I explained, and they made me understand that if you have gone through those times, that time of waiting, and there's that still impression in the Lord, and the Lord is telling concerning something, I think you should look towards it and, you know, ask for more clarity. And in the, you know, in the process of that, you know, that's how the Lord helped me. There was even a pastor that among our brethren, that said, there's a lady that the Lord, you know, is bringing to your life to marry. And this person, I've never ever spoken to that person concerning her. And, you know, the moment I just mentioned her name, said, yes, that's the person. That was, you know, one of the things that, you know, brought that confirmation in my heart, you know, as to who the person it is that, you know, the Lord will have me marry. So, thank you very much.
One thing I picked, you know, apart from the fact that, you know, you need to learn Brolare songs, you never can tell how the Lord will speak to you, is that the Lord comes in diverse manners. Sometimes he comes the longer way. Sometimes he comes the shorter way. You can't be too straight-jacketed. I can imagine, bro, Shalom saying, because I've known this sister from way back, she can't be the one. You know, you can't be too rigid. And, you know, thank God for the place of spiritual authority. You know, thank God for bro Emmanuel also. Thank God for your relationship, the time, you know, managing seasons upon your life, managing relationship. Because most of us, at times, we feel like it's just when I just have that sister, when you just say, Pastor, just pray for me and this sister. And that's all that. You know, there is still a lot of work inside the whole matter. You know, like you explained, it was season upon season, you know, up until now. And thank God for Broke, you know, the lot of breakings that the Lord took you through, you know, tribal, you know, age, you know, mindsets, you know, the kind of stature you want of the lady and all of that. And, you know, that's a whole lot of, you know, a whole lot that we have learned. How many of us have learned something this evening? How many of us have been blessed? As men, I think I will just say this on the final note, there is a tendency to always want to go our own way. There is a tendency to always want to do our own thing. But one of the things I've seen about these brothers from their processes is how they have been broken down. You can tell meekness. You can tell ability to be guided. You can tell ability to be broken. And, you know, these are very, very key components of coming into the next phase of our lives. You know, I think we've had a very beautiful time this evening. We should call it a day. Our time is up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeo Senior Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.